nonetheless a first down for the Patriots, and they are at the 2-yard line or maybe even a little less.
First and goal from the Markham down at the 2-yard line. Kine hands it off to Tanner Foley, meets a wall, and in second effort launches over his defender into the end zone. Touchdown, USA. Tanner Foley rumbles in from 2 yards out and gives the lead back to the Patriots with 7:15 left in the third. They now lead by 6 points with a 2-point conversion coming up.
Now that was just power, Clark, as they've the offensive line, they win the battle in the trenches. Tanner Foley, though, does have to break one tackle to get into the end zone, but he does so, as he does so many times this year. He finds a way to get inside the goal line and put the Patriots back on top here with a 2-point conversion run on the way.
Kine hands it off to, that would be, looks like Tanner Foley, and they're going to say his knee went down as he was tripped in the backfield, and Tanner Foley cannot get in the end zone, so it's a 6-point differential. USA 28, Harbor Beach 22, with 7:15 left in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
It's Chevrolet Truck Month at Moore Shoreline and Sebring. With up to 50 brand new 2016 Chevrolet trucks on the lot, there are plenty to choose from. A new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 High Country Crew Cab 4x4 for zero down and payments as low as $439 a month. Or a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD Crew Cab LT 4x4 as low as $399 a month with zero down. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Chevrolet, find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com.
USA moves the ball over 4 minutes and 45 seconds, covers 62 yards, and results in a touchdown, although the 2-point conversion falls short at the half-yard line, and it's a 6-point ball game, 28-22, as the onside kick is more of a pooch kick as it rolls out of bounds at the 27-yard line. So Harbor Beach will start this drive at their own 35-yard line. Left to right across your radio with a 65-yard field to work with.
Well, that's a small victory for Harbor Beach. They do allow the touchdown, but they do stand tall on the 2-point conversion. USA takes the lead. However, Harbor Beach's high-powered offense back on the field. They have a chance to not only tie the game, but take the lead themselves here at home.
First and 10, left right across your radio are the Pirates at home, trailing now by 6 points, 22-28. As we've seen, all but one drive on tonight result in a touchdown. We've had 7 touchdowns on 8 drives. Harbor Beach on their ninth drive tonight. It's a pitch out to James Shelkey to the left as a flag flies in midfield, and James Shelkey runs out of bounds at the 41-yard line. And this is going to be a hold against Harbor Beach, a 10-yard penalty. And the flag sits at the 37-yard line, so this will be a 10 yards marked off from there, so push him back to the 27-yard line. First down marker is at the 35-yard line. So a little bit of first down, repeat the down, first down and 18 to go.
Yeah, with a long ways to go here on first down and a penalty to start Harbor Beach's drive and back them up. Looks like they're going to stay with the wing tee, but I wouldn't be surprised here on second down, depending on how first down goes, to see Coach Shelkey and company spread the football out a little bit.
Sticking to the tee formation, it's a handoff to Lanphier up the gut, and USA swarms to the ball after a 1-yard gain for Lanphier. Out of the bottom of the pile, that would be number 60 for USA. Nick LaPrat, the defensive lineman, 5'10", 220-pound senior. Gain of a yard, second down, and 17 to go for the Pirates at their own 28.
No running room there for Lanphier, and it looks like Harbor Beach checking in another wide receiver. So kind of as predicted there, a short gain on first down brings up second down and roughly 17 yards to go. I would be surprised here, Clark, if we don't see the spread offense here and Kirsch throwing the football.
Brown City scores again over KPAC, 22-8. Harbor Beach decides to keep it into the T formation. Second down, 17. 6 minutes, 15 seconds left in the third. Brady Kirsch to pass to his right, has a receiver open. Grant Hansen can't bring it in, though. At the 42-yard line, he has defender beat of Josh Lang. Can't bring it in. Falls incomplete. Third down and 17 to go. Dave, you called it. They're looking for a pass, but out of the T formation play action.
They kept it in the T formation. Kirsch delivers a pretty nice ball, a little bit too high, but the receiver able to get two hands on the football. He run a good route. He beat Josh Lang on the coverage, on the play, and definitely a play Harbor Beach wishes they could have back. Third down and long coming up.
T formation still for Kirsch and the Pirates. First down marker at the 45-yard line. They're at the 28. It's a handoff right up the gut. Gets out to the 31-yard line at the bottom of the pile. That would be number 32, Cole Anderson. Blake Ryerson on the tackle for USA. And now Harbor Beach is going to have to punt this one away as they're at their own 31-yard line.
I'm very surprised on that conservative call on third down. I know it's third down and long, but you have the high-powered offense, the ability to throw the football. You have great playmakers, especially James Shelke. I'm very surprised on the conservative play calling. However, we'll see here as the punt team comes out for Harbor Beach. Kirsch is your punter. Keep that in mind.
USA sends no one deep. The punt is away, and it's keeping her out of the wind. It bounces at the 40-yard line. It takes a huge Pirate bounce inside the 30 and comes to rest at the 29-yard line. A nice-looking punt of 41 yards for Brady Kirsch and gives the ball back to USA, leading by 6 points, 28-22, 5:21 left in the third quarter.
Well, I don't blame them for punting on fourth and 14. However, the third down call to me, very conservative, but what do I know, Coach Shelke? He's been play calling for 20-plus years. You probably know this at some point, but he's been running football for a long time, so he's obviously got a plan. My only concern is this defense still has yet to stop the Patriot offense.
USA running, what a surprise, on first down, right up the gut on the bottom of that pile. That was number 35, I do believe. Not 45, Macklin Gettle on the carry out for 2 yards. Sets up a second down and 8 from the 32-yard line.
And not much going there as Harbor Beach, led by Cole Anderson and others, making a stop for a very short gain on first down.
If Harbor Beach wants to stay in this ball game, they need a stop on this drive. They trail by 6 points. USA leading 28, Harbor Beach 22, 4:45 left in the third. It's a handoff right up the middle to Josh Lang, and Harbor Beach is there to stuff him. That was number 24, Cody Paxton, and Julian Tenerife with assistance for no gain on that play. Now sets up a third down and 8 from the 32-yard line.
And that's got to be the first loss out of play for the game for USA. And it goes to show, you see a little excitement here on defense. Cody Paxton in the backfield quickly clapping after making the play as he sneaks through the line. He is one of your linebackers for Harbor Beach, and he makes a big play for this defense.
As they try and go up the gut one more time, they are short of the first down as the carrier gets all the way across the 35 out to the 37. That was Tanner Foley on that carry out for about 4 yards. Going to set up a fourth down and 3 for the USA Patriots. The first down marker is at the 40-yard line, moving right to left across your radio. 3:43 left in the third quarter. USA leads by 6, 28-22.
Harbor Beach's defense standing tall here on this drive, looking very good, stopping the run, and again, putting themselves in situations where they have a chance to succeed. Fourth down and 3, USA very seldomly throws the football, so you almost got to expect run, and you got to expect Tanner Foley.
T formation, it's a handoff to the left side, and it's going to be close, and on this second effort, gets across the 40-yard line all the way out to the 41, as the first hit contact was at the original line of scrimmage, and Tanner Foley gets all the way across that, and for a 5-yard gain, a new set of downs for the Patriots.
Wow, too easy there. Tanner Foley is their go-to guy. You got to know it's coming. They did. They brought their best player to the Harbor Beach defense, and he slithers his way through. I don't know how he got through that defensive line, but on a strong effort, he gets the ball across the first down marker, and USA with a fresh set of downs.
Hand out to Macklin Gettle around the right end. He has room to run, rumbling across the 45, and finally brought down to the 46 after a 5-yard gain. James Shelke and Brady Kirsch out of the secondary, bringing him down. It is second and five from the 46 of their own territory.
Now, Higher Beach continuing to do a pretty good job in the middle of the defense, forcing even guys like Macklin Gettle, who are